Here are 7 habits of highly effective YouTubers. Do what you say you are going to do. That's principle 0 or habit 0. Be someone who is capable of doing what they say they're going to do. Because the truth is, for YouTube success, amongst all the social media platforms, it is the one that demands the most. The better you can get at being someone who just does what they say they're going to do, your ability to get results on this platform, be a 1% creator, go up exponentially. The real principle one then is to study YouTube every day. YouTube demands daily study. In fact, most professions, you can't just learn something once and then call it a day. Fields advance, terrains change. A doctor must continue to keep up with what is happening in medicine. An engineer, a programmer needs to keep up with the latest coding software, with AI technology. There are always new technologies, new systems that need to be innovated on and learned from. And YouTube is no different. Now, what does study look like? I think it's seeking out anomaly hit videos, which is videos that have overperformed on other people's channels. Maybe you find a channel with 20,000 subscribers. Study the video from that person's channel that has gotten like 600,000 views. It has performed aggressively against that viewer's initial audience. And then ask yourself 2 questions. Why did this video over-succeed, overperform at the box office? And what can I apply from this? What can I put on my calendar that I will do, because I'm a person who does see principle 0, that I can also emulate the results? Do this every day. Watch a couple of anomaly hit videos, videos that have overperformed on other people's channels, and then ask yourself what you can implement, you know, what you can learn from, and then decide if there's anything from your study from that day that you would want to put on your calendar for the week. It could be that, hey, this person, you know, they bring in a lot of different assets with their thumbnails. They separate the subject from the background, or they make their background extra cold and their subject really warm. Okay, so this week I'm going to learn Lightroom or Photoshop a little bit better, or I'm going to take 100 thumbnail photos this upcoming Friday, and then I'm going to manipulate those images. I'm actually going to put it this down on my calendar. I'm going to manipulate these images like a thumbnail shoot and see if I can make the tones in the background extra cold and the subject more warm so that it pops more. Maybe that'll help my click-through rate. That's just one component. Not just anomaly hit videos, you can also study from videos that simply inspire you. It could be that the video didn't perform that well, but the video just really, really inspires you. There's a YouTuber, Levi Allen. I think he's absolutely phenomenal. In fact, a lot of these filmmaker YouTubers, they don't consistently get amazing views, but I just think they're phenomenal. And Levi Allen, he has this video, How I Learned to One Wheel in a Week. I think that video is just a masterpiece in storytelling. Now, it didn't get great views, if my memory recalls well. I think it got like 79,000 views, at least when I last watched it. It didn't get like insane views, not like a million view video, and he does have the occasional million view video on his channel. It got like 79,000 views for a guy who has over 100,000 subscribers. Kind of like, you know, average performance, or like decently okay performance video for his channel. But I thought that video was just absolutely beautiful. Like, amazing storytelling. I loved it. Now, it's interesting to study from videos that you love and videos that you yourself are inspired by, because the inspired state or the inspired creative, they have a special magic to them. I recently saw the trailer for this movie, Ferrari, Michael Mann's next movie. Michael Mann is one of my all-time favorite directors in terms of cinematography style, especially style. I don't necessarily love his scripts or how ponderous his movies can be at times, but I love how stylish his movies are. The best way I could describe it is they're a vibe. His movies are a vibe, and I find inspiration from him. And what's cool is if I infuse a level of Michael Madness into my videos, I keep that inspiration. Every person who enjoys my video because of its vibes, that one view, even if I may not get as many views as someone else, one view from a person who connects with your source of inspiration, I genuinely believe this, is worth 10,000 views where the person didn't have an emotional experience watching your video. So if you can get one person to really like you, that is better than 10,000 people who kind of clicked on your video because your title and thumbnail worked and then they click off. It creates something very real in a world, in a space that is becoming increasingly artificial. And so you should study not only from the anomaly hits, but also from those true sources of inspiration that speak to you, because then it'll give your videos, at least this thing that you're working towards, it'll give this sense of like inspired reality. I won't hide this at all. These days, I'm very inspired by Morgan Oliver Allen. He's this Instagrammer / film director out of Los Angeles who makes high-end adventure commercials. And he's one of my great inspirations. In fact, he's one of the reasons why I got into even like motorcycle footage, skydiving now, a sport that I find utterly terrifying. And yet he got me to kind of invest in it and try it myself just because I am genuinely inspired by the guy. And I actually do my best to ignore the algorithm and follow those people that I'm deeply inspired by, because my hope is that regardless of the views I get, the person who connects with the same thing that inspired me, they will feel like a love for the Captain Sinbad channel. And to me, that is priceless. Principle number two, then, if you have to put your energy in one place, put it into the title and thumbnail. The title and thumbnail is the lowest hanging fruit that can get you the highest results on the algorithm. It is the first place where you can start to separate yourself from other creators. And that's all this is. When you stack up these habits, you just begin to separate yourself from the pack. Titles and thumbnails are important. What makes a good thumbnail? I'm actually not sure. But I think one instinct that you could follow that might serve you well is bringing stakes into the thumbnail and mystery. So what is stakes? You can bring stakes through production value, through human emotion, or you can infuse mystery into the thumbnail. Like the thumbnail sort of hints at, I don't know what's going to come next. Additionally, a thumbnail should be the perfect visual representation of the title. So ideally, I should be able to get back to the title simply from the thumbnail. For the thumbnail for this video, for example, we can just like talk through that. I was talking to my team about these things that I consider to get great results on YouTube. And I was like, how do we create mystery on this thumbnail? And we thought, you know, what if on the left, some guy is editing, like he's busy editing, he's actually doing the stuff of YouTube, he's caught in the edit. But then the guy on the right, he's simply meditating. And in a state of meditation, he's actually able to get better views, like better results on the algorithm, which I actually genuinely believe to be true. I do think meditation, it makes life easier for a content creator because you get luckier. You accidentally find yourself in flow state more often and you get better results on the platform. So we tried to bring that mystery into the thumbnail. You know, the guy on the left, he's editing, but he's not getting as many views. The guy on the right, he's meditating, he's getting great views. That sort of has some stakes built in, it has some mystery. It invokes a question. The only thing that might be like a little lacking in the thumbnail is that it might not be like immediately indicating like what the title is. The image might beg the title, don't work hard, instead allow it to happen easily or something. It could be a video more about like the law of attraction rather than YouTube success. So that's maybe something that might give the thumbnail, like I would rate my own thumbnail as like a 7 or 7.5 out of 10. But you should be looking to invest your energy in your thumbnail first and simply ask yourself, like, what image would be the perfect visual representation of this title? Even if it means you end up spending 5 hours on the thumbnail, 10 hours on just a thumbnail, it is worth spending that time. Principle number three, then, after the thumbnails, the next place to invest your energy is good scripting. At the end of the day, YouTube, more than anything else, is words. And I would even argue storytelling is usually just words. I mean, visual storytelling is there. It's amazing and I love it, but it's expensive and it's not really that important for the YouTube algorithm platform. Your words, the way you craft a story through your language is. And for anyone who's tried to make a YouTube video or write a great script, you would know how hard it is to sound articulate. But there's a few things that can help you. One is read more books. Just consume more useful information in general. Two, have more experiences. It should genuinely be a part of your lifestyle and like the way you conduct yourself to have experiences, okay? It could mean that you go hit on 100 different women and you get blown out every single time. It could mean that you learn a new skill, like you learn woodworking really well. Could mean that you like travel to Cuba and live there for a month. It could be any number of things, but you must ideally have more experiences. Or you must like read and research and study more. Just research in general. And then the third way that actually helps you write great scripts is to have more conversations. So if you can have an interesting conversation with someone, what you want is to ideally be so articulate and know your subject so well that while you are speaking on it and while you are speaking on it efficiently, you also feel the heart of the words. Like you feel emotionally connected to it. Ideally, you stare at the camera with a sort of emotional connection like you're talking to an old friend. The next principle then. So if you've worked on scripting and you've worked on the thumbnail, the next habit you need to cultivate to get great results on the platform is, in general, close the open loops in your life. I've said this often to my clients, but you need to ideally have goals outside of YouTube to get results on the platform, at least if you're building a personal brand channel. And that's because YouTube is like coming back from the battle to relay the story afterwards. Most often, it is not the battle itself. It's just coming back from the battle. So You want to always have goals that you're working on that allow you to have a story to talk about. You can do research-driven stories as well. You know, I love a lot of like video essay channels where they maybe do a breakdown of a certain thing that's happening in an industry. You know, The Fall of Disney, Why Men Love American Psycho. These are more research-driven titles, but it's a hell of a lot easier to find success on the platform if you have goals outside of the platform. In a lot of my videos in the recent era, I've often talked about having a next strategic move in your life. This is having a goal in your life that is 100% achievable, yet still exciting. Most people don't have that. Most people have goals that are either so lofty that they have no hope of achieving it in like the next 4 months. Maybe like it's a 5-year goal. A 5-year goal doesn't have the same energy as a goal that's like 3 months away. In this last season of my life, my goal was to put on 5 pounds of muscle, 5 pounds of lean mass after getting to like around 11, 12% body fat in June. And so far I've put on like 3.3, at least according to my latest in-body scan test. So I'm making great progress to it, you know, and I'm about 10 weeks out from where I had anticipated achieving this goal. It's totally achievable, you know, putting on 5 pounds of muscle is just putting on 1 pound of muscle 5 times. It's totally there for the taking. And it actually insidiously gives me a talking point for my channel because I learned so much through the process of dieting and bulking and just the way I take my training. It has a huge impact on how I even deliver on camera, even if the subject I might be talking about in this video has nothing to do with my goal, my next strategic move. And so I always leave a couple of goals in my life and I always keep somewhat tabs on the open loops of my life because I never, ever treat YouTube as my main thing. Even as a guy who's a full-time YouTuber, you know, most of my business is built around YouTube. It's never my main thing. It literally is always like a side job. This brings me to habit number 5, which is that in certain seasons, you need to decide between quantity and quality. I think for most people, the best way to grow on the platform is actually to focus on quantity before quality. Quality videos are better if you can actually pull them off. I'm talking about creators like Nathaniel Drew or Nicholas Crystal or any of the great video essayists who like do these really detailed video essays like James Johnny. Those guys are the quality creators. They upload infrequently, but the performance, the effort around every element of the creation process is so high, so damn high, that it's truly an impressive work of art. On average, I would say for someone who's getting into trying to be a quality YouTuber as opposed to a quantity YouTuber, you should aim to put 100 to 200 hours in on those videos. Maybe more like 200 hours, honestly. So your upload pace would be around once a month. And honestly, for most newer YouTubers, maybe people who don't have a lot of technical skill, if you're not super comfortable talking on camera or you don't know how to film very well, you don't even know how to research or script that well, it's too much investment in one video to put that much effort into quality. If I look at it from the example of Hollywood and movie directors, a studio will only give a director a $100 million budget and the opportunity to work on a very big movie after they have been proven they just have simply the competency to make a small movie. Because even completion of a small film, like it is a teaching process. And every video you make, every effort that you make is a teaching process. So for most people, I actually advocate aiming for one video a week, or if you're really gung-ho and you're really getting after it, 2 videos a week. The caveat to this is that whether you aim for quantity or quality, you need to be putting in intentional time every day. If you're going the quantity route, you can't just churn out the same low-level garbage indefinitely. You need to be trying to level up consistently every video. And so putting in the time daily on your videos is a requirement of the job. You need to have things to say and you need to continually leave time to have new experiences. The way I labeled this is if someone is aiming to get a part-time experience off of YouTube, if you want to be a part-time successful YouTuber, you still need to put in 90 minutes of working on YouTube every single day. And if you want to be a full-timer, ideally you put in 3 hours of focused effort every day. And on top of those 3 hours, you also leave time to have experiences and pursue goals outside of YouTube. I think this is seriously important. But for any season, decide between quantity and quality. This brings me to principle number 6, which is meditation. So a very insidious and strange part of the job is that you have to be a real person to an inanimate object. Like I'm talking to this camera right now. I've been more or less in flow state while making this video. So I actually did a great job of like arriving at this place where I can sort of imagine the viewer on the other side of the screen. And I feel very connected to the viewer on the other side of the screen right now. I can just sense that in my delivery. That's honestly because I've been meditating very frequently these last few days. I did an hour of meditation yesterday, and it's helping me be very, very present right now. The person who doesn't meditate, they have a lot of gyration, and they have a very, very hard time not coming across as presentational when talking to a camera. What is presentational? Presentational is like, hey guys, welcome back to the channel. In this video, we're going to cover four ways, and you get stuck a lot more. You just feel like you're talking to the camera and you're not saying what you want to say to it. It's an uphill battle to create. So the person who meditates and makes it a part of their lifestyle, you don't notice its benefits right away. But what ends up happening is that you become more present and you have an easier time turning the camera into your friend. I once took an acting workshop with Atul Mongia around Versova area in Mumbai. He's one of the great acting coaches in India. And I was surprised. I took this 10-day acting workshop. The one thing that he had us do more than anything, even for someone who's never done it before, is meditate. And he's like, you know, stay with your breath. He literally always said, you know, breath awareness, stay with your breath, stay with your breath. And that's because when you are acting, people don't know this, but like when you're doing an audition, you're acting, it's so hard to not see yourself outside of yourself. It's so hard to be like, I'm playing a badass. Let me act like a badass. But the truth is, like a real badass, they don't even know they're a badass. Mostly the thing that makes people badass is that they're just obsessed with doing what they need to do. And when you are acting in a scene, ideally you're so the character, you're so in the middle of doing what you're doing that you have no awareness outside of what you're doing. Like, I don't know if I'm a badass or I'm not, I'm just a guy living out this scene. I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do in this scene. And the same goes for YouTube. When you are trying to deliver an A-roll, all you need to do is care about the message you are trying to say and say to one person. And to get there, you need to have presence. You need to let go of the preparation, the script, the research, all this work you might have done prior to come into the message. That's why a lot of guys with the teleprompter, they just don't have it the same way. And so meditation, above all else, will help you cultivate that quality. And even people who know the importance of meditation, the people who do it regularly, they struggle to make it a regular habit. But if you do it, you make it a daily habit, it might be the number one, granted this habit is not a tactic, but it's the number one habit that will get you results on the platform because it helps you speak with presence and authenticity. And then the last habit there is actually more of a framework. You need to decide in advance your output. This is really important because as you work each day, and if you do some of these other habits I'm describing, maybe you study YouTube for an hour every single day. You put YouTube onto your calendar and you're someone who does what they say they're gonna do. So if you say you're doing a thumbnail shoot, you do it. If you say you're gonna script, you do it. If you say you're gonna research, you do it. You find all these ways to access different parts of yourself and different parts of the creation process. But the truth is your first 10, 20 videos, it's really hard to get a channel to take off right away. So you might put something up and it doesn't get great views. Or you might be a creator, even you have a little bit of a core audience. You know, you might have 20,000 subscribers right now. You put something up, it doesn't get the performance you want it to, even though you're consistent, you feel like you're doing a lot of things right. Some people in my coaching program, the people who drop off, they don't do so well, they kind of let go, they just give up on YouTube altogether. The biggest thing that I notice in them is that they put too much of their ego and they put too much of their worth to what they have done in that one video. Hey, I worked on this video harder than ever. I should get a result. When in truth, you should really look at yourself like in the year ahead. I know for a fact, anyone who does all of these habits, tactics, frameworks for the upcoming year ahead, like next 1 year ahead, that person would have a very, very hard time not growing on the platform, not getting great results. Because you just improve too quickly if you do it for a year out, or especially if you do it for 2 years out. I have seen people who have literally, like any part of the process, they're not as talented as me, but they have literally outworked me, and they could be borderline autistic in their delivery, but they have outpaced me because they have better analysis in their videos. They just upload more often and they don't have an ego when it comes to the upload process. They simply upload. That's how you should be as well. You need to decide in advance, like, okay, this is what I'm aiming for. And before I even judge my results, this next year, I'm going to make 50, 70, 100 videos in the next year. I'm going to genuinely work on YouTube for 3 hours a day. If I want to be a full-timer, I'm going to work on it for 3 hours a day for the next entire year before I judge my results and judge my process. And if this one video tanks, if the next 20 video tanks, I genuinely will not give a fuck. I actually have gotten to this place. I have so often put in 100 hours on a single YouTube video, uploaded it, and it tanked. I've so often put in $5,000 on a video, or even more. I've traveled, poured my soul into something, and it tanked. And for the most part, I did not care, because I did my job. I was proud of the work that I made that day, and I'm able to let go. On the opposite end as well, sometimes I've quickly thrown together a video, like really quickly written a script, just thrown it up, you know, and got like 200,000 views and beyond, and it was so quickly made. And even then, I don't care. I actually try not to care at all whether I'm doing well or poorly. Whether people say that I'm, oh my God, I love your videos, they're doing so great, or Captain Sinbad has fallen off, he just says the same thing every video. I actually try not to care at all, regardless, because I simply do what I said I would do. And, you know, it's my intention in the next 1 year to upload somewhere between 50 and 70 or 100 videos, and definitely to work on YouTube around 3 hours a day, because I am a full-timer, while still having a life that I chase and pursue outside of this platform. And that is my intention. And I don't worry about the results on some level, because before I even judge how the next year of content creation has gone, I will simply look at the outputs and I'll be like, look, what did I put into this? Did I do what I said I was going to do? And if so, I'm not going to worry about getting 20,000 views on one video or 200,000 views on another. I simply am going to create for the next year and practice these habits of success for the next year. And the people who do that, basically they persist for a year and beyond doing the right things, working with intention. I don't think I've seen a single person not grow. I would say the magic number is honestly 2 years. I've never seen someone consistently try to work on the right things, consistently study YouTube, basically consistently do the 7.5 habits I described in this video and not get stellar results within 2 years. And really, for the entire content creation process in general, a lot of these principles would probably apply over to Instagram and TikTok as well. But if you do these things, you will genuinely get results. And if you want to take some of these ideas even further, I have a coaching program for busy professionals, people who want to sort of build up their YouTube channel on the side while they still work their professional job. In fact, those are my favorite people to work with because they often have such a great story outside of YouTube itself that it really leverages itself well on the platform. And really, to get results on the platform, you just need to know what the 7 key principles are for success and be able to implement them on a regular basis, on a weekly basis. You need to be able to see how well you're doing and see if you can apply it, you know, to the next level. So if coaching with me sounds at all interesting to you, there's a link in the description box. You can check it out. But with that being said, for those of us who do what we say we are going to do, to us I say, greatness is coming.